My Best Friend Thinks I'm a Genius. Story by George Ivanov. Illustrated by Toby Quarmby. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Watching TV. Gary thinks I'm a genius. I'm not so sure. Yes, I'm good with electronics and computers, and I do like to invent things, but they always go wrong. Like the automatic toilet flusher. Mum's still mad about that one. Or my last big invention, the hyperphone. It was supposed to help me talk to aliens, but all I got was a call from some guy in Antarctica. Then it blew all the lights in the house. Oh, I'm Miles. Gary, the guy who thinks that I'm a genius, is my best friend. I can always count on him to help me. He even suggests things like the invention we tested in my mum's shed, the MT. That was Gary's idea. We were watching this sci-fi TV show. You know the sort of thing. Bad actors in bad costumes visiting far-off planets. Anyway, on this show, people didn't travel in planes or spaceships. They had an instant form of travel. They would step onto a platform, press a few buttons, and then zap. They would disappear and reappear somewhere else. They called it a matter transporter, or MT for short. Cool, said Gary. What's cool? I asked. That zappy thing, he answered. It would be so cool to be able to travel like that. No more waiting for late trains. No more waiting for your mum and dad to give you a ride in the car. He stopped and sighed. Pity it's impossible. Well, I said, I don't know that it's impossible. You mean you can make one of those things? Gary asked. Well, I started to say. Great, shouted Gary. This will be your best invention ever. Chapter 2. Testing Time. So, after months of planning and building, we were ready to test the MT in Mum's shed. An egg was sitting on the platform while Gary and I stood at the other end of the shed next to the computer. Go ahead, I said to Gary. What? He looked at me with wide eyes. You want me to test it? It was your idea, I said. Gary looked at the keyboard, then reached out a shaking finger and hit the enter key. We both looked at the egg and squinted. It was engulfed in bright light. So bright it hurt our eyes. Then, all of a sudden, it was gone. The light and the egg. We turned to look at the second platform beside the computer. Empty. Shouldn't the egg be here? Asked Gary. It should, I nodded. But it's not. I guess I'm not a genius after all. Maybe you didn't put the right wires in the right place, said Gary hopefully. We should check everything and try again. I don't know, I started to say. But Gary pushed me towards the first platform. You make sure the platform is all right. Okay, I agreed. You keep an eye on the computer screen and tell me if any of those numbers change. I stepped up onto the platform to look at the wires. Suddenly, there was a flash of light near the computer, and the egg appeared on the second platform. Gary was so surprised that he fell back and hit the computer keyboard with his hand. A bright light engulfed me. It was so bright that I couldn't see anything. Then, it was gone. Chapter 3. Traveling Time. I looked around. Everything was gone. Gary, the platform, and the shed. I was standing in the middle of a clearing, surrounded by thick jungle. There was a screeching sound from above. I looked up and saw something flying high in the sky. It was too big to be a bird. Then there was a sound coming from the jungle. I looked towards it. Something ran out of the jungle, across the grass, right past me, and back into the jungle. I rubbed my eyes. What I just saw was impossible. A dinosaur. I suddenly realized what had happened. I had accidentally invented a time machine, and now I was stuck in the past. Suddenly, there was an earth-shattering roar. I stared at the jungle. Over the tops of the trees, I saw the giant head of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, the scariest dinosaur ever. It roared again, and I saw the sharp teeth inside its mouth. I tried to run, but I couldn't move. Just as the Tyrannosaurus Rex came crashing out of the jungle, everything disappeared into a blaze of light. I blinked and looked around. I was surrounded by lots of bald people with no eyebrows. They had little headsets wired into their heads and were wearing silver clothes. They looked like they belonged in that old sci-fi TV show.
"You have come,"
said the bald woman next to me.
"Welcome, Great One,"
said the bald man next to her. "Huh?" I said.
"You invented time travel,"
said the woman.
3,000 years ago.
"You are the world's greatest inventor,"
said the bald man.
"You are a genius. Genius! Genius! Genius!"
the bald people chanted together. I liked the future better than the past.
"You must stay with us,"
said the woman, holding up a headset.
"You must become like us."
She held up a strange device that looked like an electric razor and moved towards me. On second thought, I didn't like the future. But then, it disappeared in another blaze of light. Chapter 4. Coming Home. Suddenly, I was back in the shed, with Gary staring at me. "You're okay," he yelled. "I'm better than okay," I said. Then Gary's eyes widened. "Hey," he whispered. "Do you know what this means? You've just invented a matter transporter."
"No," I shook my head.
"What do you mean?" asked Gary. "I saw it work." I shook my head again. "Oh, it's a lot better than that," I said. Gary just stared at me. "You know what?" I grinned. "Maybe you're right. Maybe I am a genius."